USCIS rule raises stakes for signature defects in immigration benefit requests. On May 11, 2026, U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, USCIS, published an interim final rule, IFR, formally codifying the agency's authority to deny, not just reject, immigration benefit requests found to contain invalid signatures after acceptance. The rule takes effect on July 10, 2026. Quick hits. Effective July 10, 2026, a new USCIS interim final rule gives adjudicators explicit regulatory authority to deny, rather than merely reject, immigration benefit requests with invalid signatures. Unlike a rejection, a denial means USCIS retains the filing fee, and the petitioner must file an entirely new petition to try again. Employers, HR professionals, and immigration practitioners may want to review signature workflows now, as USCIS will not permit petitioners to correct or cure an invalid signature after filing. For employers sponsoring foreign national employees, practitioners managing high-volume filing programs, and any petitioner submitting benefit requests to USCIS, this rule has direct operational implications worth understanding now. Background. Under longstanding USCIS practice, there are two very different outcomes when a filing doesn't meet submission requirements. Rejection means the package is returned to the sender without adjudication. The fee is refunded. The filing date is not preserved. The petitioner can correct the deficiency and refile, but cannot appeal the rejection. Denial means the request was fully adjudicated and found to be ineligible. USCIS keeps the fee. The denial is appealable. And for most benefit types, the petitioner must complete an entirely new petition and pay a new filing fee to try again. The difference between these two outcomes is significant. And until now, the regulations addressed only rejection for invalid signatures, not denial. New rule implications. The IFR makes clear that if USCIS accepts a benefit request and later determines the signature is invalid, USCIS may, in its discretion, either reject or deny the request. USCIS officers now have explicit regulatory authority, not just policy-level guidance, to choose between the two outcomes based on the facts and circumstances of each case. Key elements of the new rule include the following. Denial is now codified. USCIS has operated under a 2018 policy memorandum stating that it would deny requests with deficient signatures discovered post-acceptance, and the IFR codifies this authority in regulation. Fee retention on denial means that when USCIS denies on signature grounds, it retains the filing fee as cost recovery for adjudicative resources already expended. Discretion determines the outcome, with adjudicating officers deciding whether to reject or deny based on factors such as how much time and effort has been spent on the case, whether the signature defect appears to be an inadvertent error versus a pattern of non-compliance and the nature of the signature issue itself. Importantly, no cure is permitted. USCIS reaffirms that it will not allow petitioners to correct or cure an invalid signature after filing. An officer may issue a request for evidence, RFE, or notice of intent to deny, NOID, to confirm signatory authority, but not to invite submission of a corrected signature. The application for Certificate of Citizenship, Form N-600, and Application for Citizenship and Issuance of Certificate under Section 322, Form N-600K are exempt. Given the unique procedural consequences of denial for citizenship certificate applications, those forms are carved out, and for those filings, USCIS may only reject, not deny, when the sole deficiency is an invalid signature. The rule does not change the definition of a valid or invalid signature. Those standards remain the same. What USCIS considers invalid includes copy-pasted or image-affixed signatures, typewritten names used as a substitute for a handwritten mark, stamped signatures, except in specific enumerated circumstances, signatures by an unauthorized person, such as an attorney or preparer signing in place of the petitioner or beneficiary, and signatures created by signature software programs. An important distinction is that a scanned, faxed, or photocopied version of an originally signed document is acceptable, but the copy must be of a document that was physically signed with a wet ink signature. USCIS's reasoning. USCIS points to a documented increase in invalid signatures in recent years, particularly signatures copied from other documents. Total denials on signature grounds rose from 300 in fiscal year FY 2021 to 2,953 in FY 2025. The Administrative Appeals Office, AAO, has adjudicated 758 appeals of denials related to copied signatures. The agency also notes that because intake procedures cannot catch many of these defects, officers must sometimes reopen and re-adjudicate cases after significant work has already been performed. Electronic filing. For petitions filed by mail or through PDFI, PDF intake, the valid signature is a handwritten one obtained on a printed copy of the form. For benefit requesters filing directly through USCIS's guided e-filing system on MyUSCIS, a secure electronic signature generated during the e-filing process is valid. Both of those pathways are limited to the requester. They are not available for attorney-filed submissions. Attorneys filing via PDFI must still obtain a handwritten signature on a printed form, scan it, and upload that document. Signature software programs, typed names, and stamped signatures are not valid under any filing method. As USCIS continues to expand its e-filing portfolio, the accepted signature method for a given form and filing channel should be verified, since requirements are not uniform across all form types. Key takeaways. Reviewing signature workflows. Each petition must contain an original, individually obtained, handwritten signature. Signatures replicated across multiple filings are among the defects the IFR specifically addresses. Building in verification steps. Where petition assembly involves non-attorney staff or automated workflows, consider making signature verification a defined step before submission. Confirming PDFI requirements. For attorney-filed PDFI submissions, electronic signatures are not accepted. Only a handwritten signature submitted via scan of the originally signed document is valid. Evaluating appeal rights on denials. Unlike rejections, denials on signature grounds are appealable via Form Y-290B, $800 filing fee. Where a priority date or cap slot is at stake, that option may be worth considering. Accounting for processing timelines. Signature defects can be identified well into the adjudication process. Denials with fee retention remain possible even after extended wait times. This IFR does not introduce a new signature standard. It introduces real regulatory teeth for an existing one. For immigration practitioners, the appropriate response is not alarm, but process review. Signature requirements have always been fundamental to proper filing. This rule makes the cost of ignoring them harder to walk back. This IFR does not introduce a new signature standard. It introduces real regulatory teeth for an existing one. USCIS has operated under a denial on deficient signature policy since 2018, but codifying that authority in the regulation, combined with explicit fee retention on denial, signals that the agency intends to enforce it more consistently and with greater consequences for noncompliance. By its terms, the rule states that the amendment applies to requests submitted on or after July 10, 2026. Signature requirements have always been fundamental to proper filing. This rule raises the stakes for errors and omissions. For employers, HR professionals, and immigration practitioners, the appropriate response is not alarm, but process review. Ogletree Deacon's Immigration Practice Group will continue to monitor developments and will provide updates on the immigration blog as additional information becomes available. Follow and subscribe. LinkedIn, Instagram, webinars, podcasts.